irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Antwerp, Belgium to Banja, Gambia, Belgrade, Serbia to Steamboat Springs, Colorado. We are the Tastemakers.
One quick thing, pal. Antwerp is not in Belgium. Antwerp is in the Netherlands. It's in Holland.
You need to check again, pal, because I just checked 2 minutes ago and it's in Belgium.
Nope. Antwerp is in Holland. And if anybody wants to question that, call us in.
All right.
Anyhow, great day from Southern California. We came back from traveling for 5 days, and we've got, I think we're going to have at least 80 degrees today. Sun is shining.
Crazy.
Sky is blue. It's absolutely gorgeous Southern California weather, which is why naturally I refer to it as Shangri-La.
And just to correct you again, Mark, I'm looking at my phone right now. Antwerp, Belgium. That is Antwerp, Belgium, not the Netherlands.
Okay,
Belgium.
Well, I guess you were actually looking for Antwerp. Antwerp is where the diamonds come from, the Netherlands. Antwerp.
A-N-T-W-E-R-P. Antwerp.
Oh, okay. Well, most people, when they say Antwerp, Matt, it's from the Holland. It's the Netherlands. That's where the diamonds come from.
I don't know. I'm just telling you from a listener in Belgium. That's where they live, pal. That's where they live.
All right. Well, research Antwerp, Belgium, or Antwerp.
We don't have any listeners. We don't have any listeners there. I know we got an email from somebody in Belgium last week, so I don't need to research Netherlands. If they reach out to us.
When you said Antwerp, I'm thinking you're talking about the Diamond City, not just some small Hoboken town.
That's why I said Antwerp. We got a listener in Belgium, not in Netherlands, so no need for me to research.
Oh, so that's why you're mentioning them, because we've got the listener in
Antwerp. Yeah, well, that's why I always do this when we get emails and we hear the shout-outs from people. We know they were listening, but it's like Mark said, almost 80 today, and we're approaching Thanksgiving. We're supposed to be in the 80s. That's correct. And we got an email or a Facebook from friends up there in Canada today. The Brooks, Andrea and Craig Brooks.
Fort John.
She sent us a photo this morning. Mark, I don't know if you saw it. Did you see that photo?
No, I didn't.
Their house is smothered with snow.
Oh, no.
It's minus 14 Celsius, so I think that's about 10 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, no.
But covered with snow. And they were just down here about 3 weeks ago spending Andrea's 50th birthday at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Beautiful weather then, and it's beautiful weather today still. And I couldn't even imagine being in Fort John, British Columbia.
Especially after we just came back from a week in Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach, Boca Raton, Miami Beach. The evenings, that's the thing about the Florida, is the tropics. Even in the evenings, you've got that warm temperature. We came back last night. We landed in Burbank about 8:30, and it was cold. So we don't really have that warm nighttime temperatures here except through the summer, but unlike Florida, which usually always still in the winter, they still got that warm temperature.
Hard to believe that it's not even December, the latter part of November, and it's snowing like it's the middle of winter up there. And just, you saw what was happening up there in Buffalo.
They terrible.
Canceled that football game. Unbelievable. I mean, crazy. I couldn't even imagine.
No.
Couldn't even imagine. But
we've got this. This is fantastic.
It's supposed to rain this weekend, though, come Sunday.
Yeah, cold again then, right?
Yeah. And it's supposed to be, I think, a high of 62. That's okay. We need the rain.
We do.
Which, by the way, we had some on while we were in Boca over the weekend. Felt funny to drive in rain. Haven't driven in rain since February of this year.
Yeah.
So you're not used to it. It's kind of weird.
But wasn't expecting the rain in Florida this last weekend either.
Wasn't expecting. But let's start the show before we get to details on our trips, travels, and everything else that's going on.
What kind of birthdays we got today, bro?
As always, we got some big ones. Got some big ones, pal. Let's see. Here's one. We're going to start. He's no longer with us, but I always like sharing happy birthday wishes to people that are no longer with us.
Oh, yeah.
They have some speciality about them. Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, Mr. Coffee.
Joe DiMaggio. If he died in 1984, but had he still been with us today, he would be 100 years old.
I was going to say 100.
100, huh? Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah, Mr. Coffee, right?
Mr. Coffee.
Wasn't he in an episode? Oh, they mentioned him in an episode of Seinfeld, right? He was supposedly, Kramer saw him eating a donut at the coffee shop or something?
No, he was at Mickey Mantle's restaurant.
Yeah, eating a donut.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Joe DiMaggio eating a donut at Mickey Mantle's restaurant.
Yeah, sure. Who else?
Christina Applegate.
Well, she's married with children, right?
Yeah, 42.
And then she had another show.
Married with Children was about 20 years ago, wasn't it? So she was 22.
Never watched it.
Never watched it either. Yeah. But
and then she was on another show a couple years ago also. Do you remember what that was?
I do remember, but I don't remember the name.
Okay.
Dancing with Stars. Did they? Was that the finale last night?
Tonight.
Oh, 3 hours.
They did get rid of one last night. They got rid of the YouTube sensation.
Oh, very good. Very good. Don't watch
the
show.
We've got
Hold on. I'm just jumping in there because it's one of the judges' birthday today.
Oh.
Bruno Tamali. He is celebrating, you tell me.
I'd say 50.
58.
58?
58 candles on the birthday cake today for
him. Looks pretty good. We met him.
Yep, we did.
In person, he outside still
doesn't look
good.
It was interesting to see him. We met him outside the Emmys as he was lighting up a smoke.
Right.
Some people you just can't see smoking for some reason.
Well, he's Italian. You know,
Europeans are always
smoking.
He just didn't look like he was smoking. If he was still alive today, JFK Jr. would be 54 years old today.
Wow.
Passed away in 1999 at the age of 39.
Yeah, went to fly a plane. Went into the darkness, into the gray, into the weather, the lousy weather.
Billy Burke from your show. Has it been canceled? Revolution?
Oh, yeah. Billy Burke got canceled a long time ago.
Oh,
yeah. This summer, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stink Bomb. Another Stink Bomb.
I liked it.
Another
I like
stink
my
bomb.
Sci-fi shows.
Sure. Who else we got here? Ben Stein, the old guy? Yeah. What's his claim to fame?
With those ginormous ears?
Yeah, but what's his claim to fame?
And
it was on those commercials.
Ferris Bueller.
That was his claim to fame,
yeah,
huh?
That's when he started.
And is he some kind of a money man or finance guy?
Well, yeah, that's what he does, yeah.
69.
Well, you're kidding.
Ben Stein.
69?
Ben Stein is 69. Wow. Ben Stone.
I thought he'd be a lot older.
Who's Ben Stone?
Michael J. Fox.
Movie.
Hollywood.
Doc Hollywood.
Yeah.
Ben Stone.
Yeah.
He's not celebrating a birthday today, but I like his name, Ben Stone.
Ben Stone, yeah.
Ben Stone. Chip Kelly, former coach, head coach of the Oregon Ducks, current head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow.
Always wears a visor. How old is Chip Kelly?
I have no idea.
He's 50 today.
50?
He looks a lot older when he takes the hat off.
Wow.
Yeah,
is
always
he bald?
Is
that always makes
no,
a difference?
No, you're right about that.
Baldness the last 10 years to you.
Yeah. 50. He's 50 today.
Wow.
He is 50 today.
That's crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy. Crazy. Hot dog eating champion, Joey Chestnut.
Well, his birthday was last week, wasn't it?
Nope. He's got 30 candles on. No, last week he was in some. We were talking about him over the week, and he was in something in Vegas.
Oh, the turkey eating contest.
Yeah. Anyhow, he's 30 today.
He devoured a whole turkey in
9 minutes.
Wow.
You know him as Turtle, Jerry Ferraro.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? Speaking of Turtle and Jerry Ferraro, he's got that New York deli that's down there in near Hollywood and Highland. We need to go check that out one of these days.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, he's got 34 candles on his birthday cake today.
I thought he'd be older.
Right?
Yeah.
Boy,
a lot of birthdays today.
Yeah, Joe Gibbs, former coach of the world champion Washington Redskins.
I'd say he's 80.
Super Bowl champion, 73.
That was close.
He's 73 today.
And, very close.
Yeah, and
I hope that's enough. We got a lot of show to go on here. So
that's it. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday even to the dead ones, right?
Yeah, even to the dead ones. Joe DiMaggio, 100 today. Even when they're gone, it's something to celebrate 100th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
Nobody ever catches 56-game hitting streak. No one ever will come close to that. Just won't happen.
Is the closest one to it now?
Well, the closest anybody's ever come to that was 39.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's got 56. So.
Oh, look at that.
Sometimes these records are just made to last forever, just like the what's the guy's name that used to be with the Orioles? He's also a commentator now. And
Joe Garagiola.
No. With the Cardinals, I'm sorry. With the Orioles. We met him at the Kentucky Derby. He had the longest playing streak, 2,500 games.
Oh, Cal Ripken?
Cal Ripken, there you go. And then he stopped, and then he went on for another 1,300 games to break another record.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to everybody, living and dead.
Living and dead. Hey, I'm looking out the window here, Mark, and I'm seeing we have some colors changing the trees over there.
Yeah, you know, there are those that think that we don't have changing colors here.
Looks good.
Yeah, we do. We got all the different colors.
I'm looking at it right now.
Great to be back in L.A. after traveling for almost three consecutive weeks.
Three of the last 4 weekends.
Let's go back to not just our recent trip, the one from a week ago, since we were out of town. We were getting a tour of the City Hall last Tuesday, L.A. City Hall, so we couldn't.
That's right. So it was 2 weeks ago.
The show last Tuesday. So that weekend previous, we were in beautiful Montgomery, Alabama, judging the Miss Alabama USA pageant. And never expected to go to Montgomery.
Nope, never.
No reason to go to Montgomery.
Small town,
or what's the other big city in Alabama?
Tuscaloosa.
It was quite a breath of fresh air. The people were friendly. You know, that Southern hospitality. We had a great opportunity to go to a couple of cool places. I want to do a...
Well, you know what? I think you're going to give a shout-out for Chris's Hot Dogs right now, but boy, that's... I wish I had one of those right now.
I was going to give a shout-out to the Hank Williams Museum.
Oh, sure, do that, but man, I'm thinking about that hot dog.
For the invitation to come and tour the place. And it's, I think it's hankwilliamsmuseum.org. Great museum. It's all to honor the life of a country singer from the 50s, Hank Williams. Now, he was only famous for 4 years, and he died at the age of 29.
His career lasted 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and he died in the Hank Williams death car, which is a beautiful baby blue 59 Cadillac Coupe de Ville. They've got the death car convertible,
by the way. Sure it was a 59?
Yeah, it was the it was brand new.
I thought
he
died in 55.
Oh, was it 55?
Yeah. I thought he died in 55. I didn't think he died into the 60s.
Then it was 55.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. Convertible. He died in this car in the backseat, had a massive heart attack on the road to a gig at age 29. So, you know,
29?
Yeah, his career lasted 4 years.
Heart failure, right?
Huge.
Young,
this guy was
dying of heart failure. Yeah.
So if you're ever in Montgomery, Alabama, please visit the Hank Williams Museum.
Only $10 to get in, too.
$10 to get in, or if you're a tastemaker, nothing. And you know, we thank them for the tour they gave us. It was a great place. You learned a lot about Hank Williams.
Lots of memorabilia and stuff for somebody whose career lasts only 4 years.
He did a ton of records in a short period of time, and he had a ton of number ones in a short period of time. So who knows where this guy would have went. Well, heck, he may even be around today. Like, isn't Jerry Lee Lewis still alive?
Yeah. Let's see how old. Let's see. Let's see. He died at 55. Let's see. He was born in 30. He would be 70. Yeah. He could be 88.
And he could still be
Jerry Lee Lewis, I think, is like, actually, I think he's like 79.
Right. So it's amazing. He probably would have went on
Chuck
to be the
Berry's
biggest.
Still around, too, and he was big in the 50s.
Wow. But museum. We then went on to the state capitol and took a tour of the state capitol, which, again, fabulous.
In hopes of meeting the governor. However,
he was out.
He was out.
We
of
looked
course.
Into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we then went to, everyone told us, the place to go to lunch is famous Chris's Hot Dogs. Been there for 100 years. So you figure, well, I've been there for 100 years. This place has got to be good. So we went in, you know, small hole in the wall place. I mean, a real dump. but we like our hot dogs, so we figured
we like our dives too.
Yeah, you know, like that Guy Fieri show.
Yeah,
and so we get there, we order the hot dog, and here it comes, very small, and it looked like it was a boiled hot dog and not a grilled hot dog.
Yeah, yep. Not only was the hot dog small, the boots we were sitting at were small.
Yikes!
I mean, I don't know how anybody weighing more than 175, taller than 5'10", could fit in these things.
So they're famous for the chili dogs. I guess they were chili dogs, right? Those are chili dogs.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ooh, chili cheese. They're famous for their chili too.
I like the bun
with the onion. There was something else on there too. It was
chili sauce, I thought.
Yeah, it was chili sauce. Yeah. It was like like a dip.
So we had an order of fries, and we had the dog.
$2 for the dogs, right?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, fair price, but it's a small little dog. And
came in a steamed bun, which was nice.
Bun,
I like that.
Great. And you look at it, and it's just like, I didn't like the way it looked.
Didn't look.
The taste
was
okay. So we were still hungry, so we figured, let's try the burger, the cheeseburger. Boy, was that thing fantastic, right?
Oh, yeah. It was much better than a hot dog. In fact, you know, you go to some place that's called Chris's Dogs, you're going to get a hot dog. You're not going to get a hot hamburger, or nor would even think about it. But the hot dog was so bad, we had to go with the hamburger because we didn't want to have another hot dog.
Right.
We were still hungry because the hot dogs
we had the cheeseburger.
The hot dogs were too small.
And the cheeseburger was not one of these ground, or one of these patties, these frozen patties you get anywhere. They ground it, and they form the patty and throw it right in the grill in front of you over there. It's fantastic. I mean, just great beef.
I mean, when you go from just an okay hot dog with it to the reputation to a fantastic cheeseburger
should
like Mark
called Chris's Burgers.
Yeah.
Right?
Or Dogs and Burgers.
But
they should add it.
Fantastic.
I guess if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
So then we went back to do our judging duties, and we had about 120 beautiful girls.
Miss and teen.
Beautiful
teen and
women
miss.
Of Alabama. And we conducted the interviews, and then we went on and we chose the winners.
Big shout out to the Miss Alabama. Yeah, congratulations to Miss Alabama USA herself, which was Madison Guthrie, and Miss Teen Alabama Taylor Elliott. And big shout out to Paula Miles, her husband David, and her son Ryan Miles, and the whole Miss Alabama USA,
RPM,
Alabama pageant and RPM. Wonderful job of hosting, wonderful job of just navigating and engineering the whole show. Weekend went without a flaw. So big shout out to them. Thank you for the invitation to judge. We had a fantastic time.
Yeah, they threw a great show. They also
and,
went.
And a big shout out to the party.
Had some great hospitality. The parties that were in the presidential suite.
Yeah. All their hospitality.
Nonstop and the stacks. Yeah. Always the snacks. And they had a bartender
and the, and
there.
The cocktails.
The drinks were flowing constantly.
Located in the presidential suite, and they had a huge balcony. It was a little chilly, but again, kudos and big shout out RPM, the Miles family, the hospitality, the presidential suite, the nonstop snacks, like Mark says.
Love
and they were
the
nonstop.
Snacks.
And
love
the cocktails.
The
I mean, this was, we've done many pageants over the years, but this was probably the most inviting and hospitality driven.
That's because the ongoing parties in the presidential suite,
yeah,
with the booze is constantly flowing and the party's always going. So
I think we made the right choices with Madison Guthrie for Miss and Taylor Elliott for teen. And boy, her parents, the teen winner, Taylor Elliott, her parents and her grandparents, which
thankful.
We had the opportunity to meet in the after party. Boy, were they very, very thankful.
Thankful.
So yeah, glad that we could.
It changes the girls' lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not only for the next year, but their life in general. But
yep.
I love receiving the thanks. It's just refreshing.
Very gratifying.
Yeah. And
that we did something that changed their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great event.
And they go on to Miss Teen will go on to
Miss Teen
Atlantis in the Bahamas later or
June,
during the summer June, of next
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
And Miss Alabama USA will go on to the Miss USA pageant sometime
right.
in 2015. I'm not sure when. May, I think. But
great city, great time, and it was fantastic. So we went there, then we came back, and then, like I mentioned earlier, Tuesday of last week, we weren't here to host the show because we were invited to take a tour of, you know, Matt and I are natives, lifelong residents of Los Angeles, but we've never toured Los Angeles City Hall, which is a landmark.
Never gave that any thought before.
Right, landmark here in L.A. since 27. So to go up there, we met our friend, Councilman Tom LaBange, which was always great seeing him as well.
Yeah, great
so
guy.
If you're
super
listening,
friendly.
Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate the
invitation.
Tour. And let's see, who was the name of the guy?
Isaac.
Isaac. Thank
Isaac.
You, Isaac. As well
great tour. Boy, very important.
Great building. The City Hall's fantastic.
Isaac was very thorough. He was sharing the tour with us as if we were like out-of-towners. He knew that we were born and raised natives, but he still gave us the first-class thorough
like
treatment
with
all the details. And it was a beautiful day. I think we posted pictures on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram on how clear the skies were. And just those pictures that I posted were like postcard perfect.
Yeah, it was a fantastic, great tour of the City Hall. It's great and proud to be in Angelina.
Boy, he must have been whooping it up over the weekend, Mark, with UCLA beating USC.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's a UCLA guy. So he must have been whooping it up big
right.
time.
Him and Phil Brock.
See, I think, did he play? I think he had a jersey in his
I think he did, yeah.
And I think he may have played back in the early 70s.
Probably did. But so thanks 60s. Again. Great tour. And then we were on to one of our favorite events that we do every year. It's the Chris Everett Celebrity Tennis Tournament in Boca Raton, Florida. Last week, Thursday.
I gotta say,
Thursday.
We left last Thursday. So being gone for 5 days. That's
a long
that's
time,
a long
to, be
time
gone.
For tastemakers
to
be gone. But we were expecting beautiful weather, as you know, you go into the tropics, like Mark likes to say. But you're going to Florida, even this time of the year. You're packing your Speedo. You want to catch some sun and work on those rays. But unfortunately, the sun did not come out. No, it did.
Briefly,
it did
for a few moments here
Sunday.
And there, but for the most part. But at least we had warm temperatures.
Yeah.
It was warm. It rained. It was still warm, which I liked. So
we had that warm, tropical.
I want to do a big shout-out to the Chris Everett Charities, to Miriam Brown, to Tammy, for giving us the opportunity to come out there and produce your gifting bags for the third year in a row. We had a great time.
Great cause.
Next year, I hear that they raised $700,000, which is fantastic for the Chris Everett Charities.
And over the course of 25 years, how much, Mark, have they raised? $21 million?
$21 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bingo.
So this is some good stuff. So the
good charity, good cause.
Yeah. So it was great. We got there Friday. We were at the meet and greet.
You know, I like what Chris was saying, that for as far as if you have a drinking problem or drug problem, if you're wealthy, you go to one of those fancy rehab places. But where do you go if you're just an average Joe and you can't afford to spend $10,000, $15,000?
You're up the creek.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah, that,
raising someone to help the people.
$700,000 they raised. So Friday afternoon, we were at the meet and greet at the Boca Resort and Club, where they were having the press conference. They were doing they were doing some tennis play there, and some good tennis too. Some of these celebrities have,
John Lovitz is overall pretty good.
Not
and
bad.
Timothy Olyphant, they were saying that he played college.
And Gavin Rosdale.
Gavin Rosdale. Yeah, real good. He's probably one of those guys that has a tennis court in his backyard.
Yeah.
Or the lower backyard, or the sunken backyard, by the guest house.
So that was a great start of the day. And I think then after that, we went into Palm Beach, right, Friday?
We did. Oh, and that was a hell of a day. Starting off with the meet and greet. Then we headed to, like you said, Palm Beach to do some shopping, early Christmas shopping.
Worth Avenue.
And for those of you that aren't aware of Worth Avenue, it's the Rodeo Drive of Palm Beach. What you got there, Mark?
I've got the catalog for Moss and Hoffman, which is the best men's clothier store on Worth Avenue in Palm Beach. I mean, this place is great. If you like some suits and ties.
Bring your credit card, kids.
It'll cost you, but it was a great afternoon shopping on Worth Avenue, followed by, this is something I've been wanting to do for years, the Flagler Museum, which is, actually it's called Whitehall, which is the home.
I like when homes or mansions or estates have a name.
Yeah, it was.
Say it again, Mark.
Whitehall, built by... the Gilded Age robber baron, Henry Morrison Flagler. He was the co-founder with J.D. Rockefeller of the Standard Oil Company. He made his initial fortune in that. His second fortune came in railroads and tourism and hotels and so forth. So at the turn of the century, the 19th century to the 20th century, around 1902, he used some of his fortune to build this estate called Whitehall.
$4 million back in, what was it, 1901 it was built?
1902.
4 million clams.
And it is a magnificent home built right there in Palm Beach. He built it for his wife. He only actually lived in it, I think, just a short period of time before he died.
Right.
And then the house was given to his wife as a gift, so he never really owned it. So the wife owned it. Wife passed away a few years after Mr. Flagler passed away, and they didn't have any children, so she deeded the house over to her niece, who then owned it for a short period of time before selling it to a consortium that made it into a hotel.
Or an eyesore.
Right. They built a 20-story
tower.
Added
on the hotel, yeah. They didn't build into the mansion. They added it to the back of the mansion.
Right. So I want to do a big thank you to David Carson, who's a director over there, who gave us
the personal tour.
Personal tour of the place.
Very detailed.
Fantastic.
Very detailed.
And you can visit the website at flaglermuseum.us. That's FLAGLER museum.us. They're open, I think, almost every day of the year except Thanksgiving and Christmas. They've got tours. And again, go to the website. Take a look at the Whitehall. This is the most spectacular mansion that's out there.
Fantastic.
And
yeah.
It's worth the day to go out there. We didn't have a lot of time to tour. We were there for about an hour, hour and a half. But you want a little bit more time to really get into this place because this is a historic.
Very impressive. Very impressive. I know we drove by there last year. Actually, we even pulled up to the gates and we were thinking about going in as they were closing.
We didn't have the time, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But great way to spend the afternoon. Then we, just a quarter mile away, was the Breakers Hotel. Hotel we went for a cocktail.
Which was built by the Flaglers.
Yeah, built by
Henry
the Flaglers.
Flagler.
Yeah, a quarter mile away, if not that, and had an afternoon cocktail there on the same day. Worth Avenue, Flagler Museum, cocktail at the Breakers. And then we went to
the Palm Beach
Kennel Club for dog racing. That's correct. Well,
I love this because it's like a regular racetrack except miniaturized.
Yeah, it was a casino too. They have a restaurant to the right where you dine and you could bet on horses across the country, as well as the greyhounds right in front of you. And then it's adjacent to their poker casino, poker and other cards or what have you. But small track, if you've never been, it's an interesting thing to see. These dogs, these greyhounds, running around chasing. You know, it's not even a rabbit. It's
automated.
It's an automated something.
Thing.
I don't know, but they chase after the rabbit like. You know, they want to eat it, but they're hauling ass. I mean, they are going fast.
Hey,
so.
Man, I want to give a big shout out to a couple listeners right now.
Okay.
My good old son, Blake Harris. He's right out there right now listening. He's at school right now with his best buddy, Tommy.
All right,
so Tommy and Blake Harris, if you guys are listening right now, thanks for listening.
Right on,
pass the word about
jokers.
The tastemakers. Pass the word about the tastemakers to your other schoolmates and friends and family so we can get our ratings up to over 75,000.
Yeah, share it with your friends, your neighbors, your schoolmates, even at work. Blake, get out there and tell the people at the pizza place.
I hear Blake Harris has been asked to go back to the Apache News for a couple weeks during the winter, his alma mater, Arcadia High School, while he's out from college, they want him to come back and put in some time at Apache.
I'll be
Apache
damned!
So, Blake,
son
get
of
out
a
back
bitch!
There and,
damn it, Blake! You get out there and you get working for the Apache again.
Yeah, so
Tommy
Blake,
help him out.
Tommy and Blake, keep listening. Thanks a lot. And pass the word over there at school.
Right on, guys.
All right,
right
so,
on.
Sorry, go back to your. Talk
where
about
were we?
The,
where were we? Oh, yeah. So anyhow, so we're into it. And I tell you, Mark and I are the two youngest ones in this place. It was like the Geritol set. It's just everybody was like over 70 and they're betting on their horses. I don't think anybody was betting on the dogs, Mark, except for us. But, you know, all these old people, nothing wrong with them. It's great. Boca Raton's a great place to go and retire, and there's a lot of old people down there. But Mark and I were the youngest ones in there. We sit down at our right nice table right up at the
great,
front.
Great. This was at the – what was the name of that restaurant? The Paddock. The Paddock
oh,
restaurant.
Oh, the Paddock restaurant, yeah.
Great.
And it was kind of rainy and drizzly outside. We didn't know the dogs were running, but dogs were running. So, anyhow, made the first bet, lost. Made the second bet, lost. Made the third bet, lost, while we're enjoying a fantastic club sandwich, by the way. So big shout out to the Paddock restaurant and those fantastic club sandwiches. Fourth race, finally.
I keep it going for a little bit. I got to reply to some business here.
So fourth race, and I got to tell you, then there's only eight dogs running. And it's an interesting, cool, fun thing to watch. So three races in a row I lost. I'm thinking, I'm going to wrap it up. That's about it. But I thought, you know what? There's something about this name. And I can't even recall the name of the horse that I bet on. It was something weird.
Yeah. How about that? You remember Mad Dog Hamilton from last year.
2 years ago.
Did you keep the program? Did you bring it
No, home? I didn't. Remember, I left it behind for those who may follow. No. Right when we walked in, bought the program for a buck. Bought a tip sheet for a buck. So much for that tip sheet, because my first three races I took from the tip sheet, and those bastards gave me nothing. Nothing.
No, okay, but the good thing was only like a buck, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right off the bat, you know, right when we checked in, I got the program, I got the tip sheet, I thought, why not? So, lose, lose, lose. Then the fourth race, it was a weird name, I can't even recall it, and I left the program behind for those who may follow.
I hope they use it.
Hope they use it, yeah. But anyhow, bingo. I think a $2 bet won me $45. How about
Great.
That? Right?
Paid for our lunch.
Paid for our lunch. Paid for a couple of drinks later on.
Yeah,
paid
drinks.
Anyhow, whatever. So 45 clams. And then lunch was off and over. So we went outside to get a closer look at the track and watch these dogs. And I tell you, when they go, and it's literally, they run around the track 1.5 times, and it's literally about 45 seconds. But what a gas. I mean, it is a blast watching these dogs haul ass to try to get this rabbit thing. But anyhow, then the rain starts coming
up. A lot of fun,
out.
Though, and always a bust-up.
Yeah, always a bust-up. So quite the day. And then by this time, it was like 4 o'clock already, and we had a cocktail party to go to at the Boca Resort for the Chris Everett.
Which, again, the cocktail parties are always a blast.
Always a blast. It's great.
Always
to be
Storage
recognized.
Wars fans.
A lot of Storage Wars fans, again, younger and older, but wonderful cocktail party, great appetizers. That, you know, and we love it when the drinks are being walked around, you have a cocktail, and the appetizers are walking around. You get your crab cakes. You get your chicken satay. You get your what was it? One of the good. Oh, they had these great spring rolls.
Oh, I love those finger foods.
Finger food just keeps on coming, and just a wonderful way to end our first day. We got in Thursday night, got to the room about 1 o'clock, so we were pretty white, but still we were up by about 6 o'clock the next morning, ready to start our long day.
Lots to do, no time to sleep.
Like I said, Worth Avenue meet and greet in the morning, drinks at the Breakers, the Flagler Museum. And then the cocktail party. Anyhow, that day came to an end, and then
packed day.
Next day we should have been sleeping until 9 or 10, but we were up I think 6:30 or 7 again to start it all over again. But it wasn't as packed. We're just going to the
tennis match.
See a couple of matches and
at the Delray Beach tennis facility
there, which is fantastic.
Looks in downtown like Delray Beach.
Yeah, downtown beautiful Delray Beach, which is a tourist attraction and
in its own right.
South Florida. Yeah, in its own right, and fantastic tennis center, very professional outfit for like major matches. And then, after the first match, we spent most of the afternoon at our favorite place. The VIP hospitality tent. What can I say?
What can you say?
The food was sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Excellent. Fantastic steak, salmon, and chicken. For those of you who don't go for the red meat, they had the fish and the chicken. Cream spinach, yams. Whoa. It was like it tasted.
Did you mention the sweet potatoes?
Yes, I did.
Whoa.
It was like Thanksgiving was coming early without Thanksgiving, because when I get the yams, the cream yams, and the cream spinach, it just reminds me of Thanksgiving. So the meal was fantastic, and the beverages were flowing. It looked like it was going to be a rainy day. It was dark and gloomy. In fact, I think the first match was delayed because of a passing storm, but literally only just lasted about 15-20 minutes, and then that brought everybody into the VIP hospitality hut tent, which we again love. Thank you. And the match went on.
You can't beat a hospitality tent.
No, and you can't beat it.
Especially
and you know
South
what?
Florida.
The beef this year for Ruth's Chris, unlike last year, was wonderful. Tender, flavorful, cut real thin. Last year was cut thicker, and there was a lot more
grizzle, fat.
Yeah, it was more rare. Not everybody likes rare. I like rare, but this year was cooked. Last year was too rare, grizzled, and a lot of fat.
Yeah, but it was great.
Yeah,
it was fantastic. So then we went and caught a little. We had our own little box, our own private spot there, which was
and you
got to
love
row.
That too.
Yeah, which is in the first row at the tennis center, which was fantastic. Gave us a great view. We were right where the celebrities walked in. We met Hoda Kotb, which was great. We got a great picture of her posted on the website, or not on the website.
Oh,
on
we
Facebook.
Met her on Friday night after the
the
cocktail party.
The reception.
We're in the, what they call it? They call it the Breezeway.
Breezeway at the Boca Raton Resort, which has been there since the 20s, which is just another historical landmark. Now, you cannot even get into this hotel. They've got a security gate, where you either got to be a guest of the hotel or a member of the club. Unlike other hotels, anybody can go in there to have a drink,
this is the first place
shopping.
I've ever seen anything like this.
You can only get in this facility if you're a guest of the hotel or a member of the club, which is, wow.
Yeah, fantastic. But anyway, we met Hoda late on Friday night in the Breezeway between the hotel and the event center.
Yeah, she was just
there.
Checking in.
And while we were smoking our cigars in the Breezeway, where smoking is prohibited, but didn't stop the tastemakers from having their Cohibas.
We needed our Cohiba.
Well, yeah, it was about 11:30, 12 o'clock, having a
perfect
cocktail.
Evening to smoke a cigar.
And here comes Hoda with
her bags.
Yeah, just checking in late. Because she had another charity event to attend in
New York City
early
so
in the day. So very friendly, great to meet her, and next thing you know was the next day.
Yep.
So more tennis, more hospitality, more VIP, which was great. The weather held strong with just very, very light drizzles, if that.
Yep.
And then it was off to the gala.
The grand gala, right.
Yeah.
We always love the grand galas because you've got hundreds and hundreds of people. You've got the open bar. You've got fabulous food. You get to wear your
beautiful
tuxedo.
People.
So we got there. And there was a red carpet, so we walked the red carpet. Naturally, we had pictures taken of us, and then we got inside. First thing,
naturally,
we went straight to get our vodka tonics. Can't go wrong with a vodka tonic, gents. Can't
and boy, they were making them good.
It's nice and strong.
They were making them good.
So then we start walking around. Of course, naturally, because we've got a lot of fans in South Florida, we got identified numerous times from Storage Wars fame, and that's always a nice way to start the evening. So we're sucking down our vodka tonics and more of the hand foods, the finger foods, the hors d'oeuvres, the crab
cakes. Didn't want
to
overdo it because I knew we had a fantastic meal coming,
and
but
usually,
hard not to.
Usually for these big grand galas, the food's just okay. You know, you get the chipper chicken and it's fine. And that's why, you know, Matt was saying maybe we shouldn't eat that much because we got the dinner coming. And I said, well, you know what? Usually that food is just okay. I love the finger foods. I love the hors d'oeuvres and appetizers. So I loaded up on that. So we went and had a couple more vodka tonics, met a couple more people. We made some old acquaintances that we've met in the past. Then it was time to go get seated for dinner. And that's
real
great.
Quick, Mark, you did respond to that.
I did.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we, you know, I love when they pass around the great bread basket, which this was fantastic.
Yeah.
And
I love it when you sit and they're already pouring the wine.
Already pouring it.
I mean,
I
love it. I mean, we were in an event in Canada a couple months ago. Really, one bottle per table, I think. But,
yeah.
So this was fantastic.
Yeah. So,
and the bar was open throughout dinner, too.
Right.
The bar was open.
The wine was flowing. Again, I want to put a quick shout out to the Chris Everett Charities, chriseverett.org. You can donate. You can volunteer. You can help any way you can. It's a great cause. It's a great charity. They're always looking for more assistance. So go to chriseverett.org and donate. And
a fantastic, menu for the evening as well. We started with that excellent salad, and then the dinner.
Now the
thing.
Entree comes.
Entree.
We call it surf and turf because we not only had – it was filet, I think. We had a filet mignon.
Yeah, filet mignon with
– and lobster.
Yeah.
So you've got the filet mignon and
with
you've got
the
lobster.
Fantastic risotto.
Risotto.
And asparagus and carrots.
Asparagus, carrots,
boy,
risotto.
Boy, that sounds good about right
lobster,
now.
Lobster, filet mignon. And then the dessert, which came then, which was fantastic too.
Yeah.
It was like a tart almost, like a lemon tart. With
and
berries.
It was chilled. You know, it was chilled. It was crisp and fresh
chilled
and tasty.
Chilled lemon tart with berries.
And the wine continued to just keep on flowing.
Yeah.
As soon as the glass was empty. So very good.
And then it came for our introduction.
Oh, we didn't expect that.
We didn't expect the introduction.
We knew about this just before the evening started, or when we got there.
Yeah. So they introduced the celebrities that were taking part in the tennis play, which we were not. Our business there was to provide the sponsors.
Swag.
And
swag.
To enjoy the evening. So we weren't swag, expected baby. To be introduced as the Harris Brothers from Storage Wars. So Chrissy did announce.
We stood up and I saw you did your usual
fists shaking back and forth.
Which was good. Got a good response there. So thank you for the shout out, Chris. That was really, really nice.
And so then we finished our dinner, got another cocktail, and it was time to have another stogie.
Yeah. Got to so smoke those stogies.
Right. We went back out there in the breezeway. And
Boy, was it windy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was almost like a hurricane level,
great
wasn't it?
Great place to enjoy a drink and a cigar. The Boca Raton Resort and Club.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Hey, I want to do a quick shout out to a couple of the brands that were in the gift bags. We didn't get a chance to announce them or mention them before, but a great thing which is called Athlights, athlights.com. Now these are if you're out there running, jogging at night time,
or riding your bike.
These are like headlights you put on your body.
Yeah.
Which was fantastic.
Safety, so baby, safety.
Big thank you to them. And Mi Bella Reina Spa. That's MiBellaReina Spa.com. They provide a 24-karat gold mask.
Face mask.
Face mask for sleeping. Which these things were.
And the presentation was great, too. It the box or the container it came in looked great.
Yeah. It was really
was that
great.
24-karat gold on there? Just
24-karat gold.
Wow.
Yeah. Fritos, FreeTos.com.
And he ain't talking about the chips either.
These are fantastic. And this is a great thing that I've seen and I haven't had a chance to use yet either, which is the where's it at here? Where do I have it written down here? Shade Pop. If you're out on the beach or you're at the pool, it's a little miniature umbrella you can put your drinks in.
Or even having lunch or dinner al fresco.
Yeah.
You don't want your cell phone or your tablet to get too much sun.
Yeah.
Whip out the old Shade Pop, which is a miniature umbrella. You put it on the table and it covers.
Fudge is My Life, which has the best fudge out there. Slobbers.com or .ca, which is a gourmet dog treats. And they're from Toronto, which is fantastic. Ranch Organics, Utter Cream, Rumba Cigars, original gourmet lollipops. And the list goes on and on and on again. So, but you know, we wouldn't be able. Well Creations wouldn't be able to provide these wonderful gift bags if it wasn't for our sponsors and our partners. So, thanks so much for making it a wonderful weekend and a wonderful evening.
It was a wonderful weekend, but you know, Mark, how it started. We barely even made it out there. Right out of the gate, we're at Burbank Airport on Thursday. Our flight is at 1 o'clock, I think.
1 o'clock in the afternoon, which
is
perfect time.
And we're checking into 11 o'clock, and they're already telling us that our
flight's delayed 90 minutes.
Yeah, our flight's delayed 90 minutes, but we're changing flights in San Francisco, and I think we only had
15-minute cushion.
A 15-minute or 30-minute cushion in San Francisco, and there were no other flights flying out that day to Fort Lauderdale or Miami.
So
and our
if
only
we
option,
missed the flight, we had to take the late flight.
10:30 flight from San Francisco.
To Cleveland, and then Cleveland to Fort Lauderdale. We landed at 10 a.m. the following morning.
Yeah, so we would have been leaving Burbank, California, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, flying up to San Francisco, where we would hang out till 10:30 p.m. and again catching the flight to Cleveland to Fort Lauderdale. No bed for us that night. However, the good thing is our connecting flight in San Francisco was also delayed by 90 minutes.
Yeah,
so
it worked out perfect.
And we made it with minutes to spare.
Minutes.
I think. Yeah.
Traveling, folks, is airline travel is just a nightmare. It really is, because the restrictions, the space you have in your seat, unless you're flying first class. We've done that before, which is great, because when you fly first class, you want the flight to continue.
That makes everything better when you get on the flight, but what's the nightmare portion is if you're not flying straight and you got these connecting flights. You're right.
Even if you're flying first class, you could miss your flight.
We could still, so it's bad enough when you have limited space or what have you and you don't have a video screen. But if you got a connector flight. I mean, this happened to us when we were going to Alabama last week.
So we were 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, almost. 2 weeks in a row because Alabama, on our way, we're taking off on time. We were, in fact, I think we were planning to leave 5 minutes before we were supposed to leave. However, problem with the fuel, you don't want to hear that, but the fuel, they couldn't check the gauge, so they had to manually do it. So we sat on the tarmac for 2 hours, and en route to we had a two-hour layover in Dallas, which we love the layovers in Dallas. If you got to be laid over anywhere, Dallas is a great place because they got great
shopping. Love Dallas, yeah.
So, but we spent 2 hours on the tarmac here in L.A. because they had to check the fuel manually.
2 hours.
That being said, again, we thought we were going to be spending the night in Dallas, which is a drag. Dallas is a great town, but you know, we want to get our travel complete. But we just made it. 2 hours on the tarmac, so we had literally 5 minutes to make it, and I think we were the last people.
Made the run.
And boy, we barely made that. Because you have to take shuttles in Dallas if you're not familiar with it. But shuttles take you from...
Well, not shuttle, the monorail.
The monorail thing, from one terminal to the other. And even when we got off the terminal, I mean off the monorail, our terminal was the farthest away it could be.
Of course.
So we were running. And Dallas, at their airport, has one of the tallest escalators in the country. So we were running up this escalator. Good thing it was working. But that wiped me out. Running up that escalator.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. After we've been traveling. We were tired already.
And we already ran probably a quarter mile before we got to the escalator. But running up the escalator, man.
Well, this is when we got there and we had to wait still, right? This is in Dallas.
Yeah,
right?
And then we make it there. We run. We haul ass all the way to the end. And then they tell us, oh, we got a 90-minute delay here. But why couldn't they tell us that on the plane when we departed? You know, when they're giving information.
They don't care.
They don't care.
Nobody cares
people
anymore. No customer service.
Care. They're bastards. I mean, customer service, I mean, they just, where do you find it? You find it at the Ritz-Carlton and you find it at Nordstrom.
Right.
Or the Four Seasons. But you're paying for it. But for most part, everybody else, they just don't
care. Nobody cares.
Care.
Nobody cares.
But anyhow, we made it.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks in road trip. We just traveled again, like Mark said earlier, 3 of the last 4 weekends.
Washington, D.C., Montgomery, Alabama, and Southern Florida.
And it's good to be back home. We don't travel again until we go to Sundance and New York for Miss New York USA in January.
So we got 2 months,
looking
2 full
forward
months.
To spending some time with the family and the
holidays.
And just relaxing.
Just
enjoying.
Hey, when's our next episode of Storage Wars?
Saturday.
French Job.
Saturday.
We'd do like you have a time?
Oh, geez. Let me check. Give me a second here because I'm pretty sure I wrote it down.
Yeah, because they haven't played them as much lately, but we are on Saturday afternoon, we believe, so he's checking on that. So in the meantime, if you need your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, you can get it 24/7, 365, anywhere around the world, any time of the day, at www.firstrun.tv. Now, this is something you can watch on your tablet, your iPad, your iPhone, your Android.
Let me just jump in real quick, Mark. We're on Saturday during the day, not the evening, and it's 11:30 Pacific Standard Time or 2:30 Eastern Standard Time. So it's an afternoon matinee.
Great.
Okay. So tune in on A&E. That's an odd time. I don't recall.
Yeah, occasionally they run them on Saturday or Sunday afternoon.
So new episodes tonight. Unfortunately, we're not on tonight, but tune in.
Hoping to return soon.
Yeah, hoping to return soon. So tune in tonight to see the new episodes at 6 at 6:30, I believe, Pacific Standard Time, or 9:30 Eastern Time. Enjoy those new episodes.
Without us.
Without us. But
hopefully we'll be back.
On Saturday, so catch us on Saturday.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
So.
Auto show this weekend.
Yeah.
It's been going on
LA
all week.
Auto show.
Hopefully we're going to try to catch it this weekend. We have to. That's a tradition.
We never miss it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. We missed it a couple years ago. I think whatever reason.
I know we were planning on going on Sunday, Mark, but Carrie says that she wants to do something with me on Sunday. So any chance you can make it on Saturday?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think Saturday would work.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, let's coordinate it for Saturday.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah.
Yeah, the Hollywood Christmas Parade is on Sunday.
We will not be riding it this year.
I'm sorry to say.
Shame.
Yeah. Well, two parades we rode in last year, the Kentucky Derby one and the Hollywood Lane Parade, so Hollywood Christmas Lane Parade. So.
Yeah.
And yeah, that being said, so auto show this weekend. Should be a good one, right?
Yeah. Well, it should be. Stevie Wonder's the host, or Grand Marshal, I should say. So that should be good. Also, we're always looking for new friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/WowCreations. Also, we're always looking for more Twitter followers. Wow Creations / Wow Hollywood. That's Twitter. LinkedIn. MySpace. Who's the other ones? Instagram.
I think that's
Flickr.
It. I think you covered it all.
We're all cross sport.
Are we on Tumblr?
Always go to our, what's that?
Tumblr. Are we on Tumblr?
You know, I'm not sure I understand what the Tumblr is. I've looked into it in the past,
I think
but
it's
I don't
pictures.
Quite get it.
I think it's pictures. Isn't it pictures?
That's pictures.
What about Snapchat? Snapchat. That's that like 10-second thing. I don't get
that's
that.
That's texting, isn't it?
Yeah, Snapchat? No, it's sending a video, 6 seconds of video.
Oh,
or
yeah.
10
but then,
seconds.
And then it disappears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we're like Matt mentioned, we've got a couple of events coming up, Sundance Film Festival in early January, and then the Miss New York USA pageant in also I guess that's also in the middle
They're
of
They're both middle part. I think the Miss New York is like the 12th, and then the following week I think is Sundance.
So if you've got any brands, products, services that you'd like to get involved in this side of media promotion, contact us. Or visit our website for details at wowcreationsmedia.com. We're always looking to get emails from you at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com, wowcreationsmedia@yahoo.com. Oh, and let's do a big shout out to one of our new Storage Wars fans. I guess we found out last week when we were traveling in Florida, we got a call from
Marianne Hess.
Yeah. So let me see what we got this guy.
I think his name was Morgan.
Matthew.
Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew. Big shout out to Matthew if you're listening.
In upstate New York.
Upstate New York near Niagara Falls.
Thanks for being a fan. Thanks for
he
watching.
Lives in
hopefully
Youngstown,
you're listening.
New York. So it's Matthew. We've promised you we're going to get you a T-shirt and an autographed photograph of us.
We better do that pronto. We're going to forget it.
Yeah, it was great talking to you last week. Thanks for calling. You know, I guess it made his day. Matthew's a big fan of the show.
Yeah.
So
like making their day.
We'll get that stuff out to him this week sometime. We always like hearing from our fans from around the world, whether it be Johannesburg, Istanbul, Salt Lake City.
Or Montgomery, Alabama.
Yeah.
Hey, how about Selfie? That show already got canceled. Was that the first disaster?
You know,
or the
I think it was the first one to
Selfie
get
on ABC has been canceled.
Well, that was about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago they made the announcement.
Anything else get canceled? I liked it for some reason. I couldn't even tell you what it was about, and I watched 3 episodes.
Yeah. I don't know what it was about either. But
how about Walking Dead? Are we in the season finale already? Or Hell's on Wheels, right?
That's right. Hell on Wheels was Saturday. That was the season finale.
Was that the mid-season finale?
Yeah. Or the fall finale.
It's mid-season finale. Fall finale. Forget that crap, right?
So I don't know what else is coming on TV that's any good. We watched the from our hotel room the other night, the American Music Awards, which was just
Yeah, it was kind of stinky. Yeah. I like Pitbull as a host, though.
Yeah.
Pitbull.
I was hoping we'd hear Fireball as an intro song.
Not used to seeing him without the sunglasses on. He should have continued to wear them even though he was filming.
Yeah.
Or even the hosting, because he looks a little different, but he was good.
Yeah.
I don't know. The show just didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
You know?
So, again, everybody, just watch us on French Job, one of our favorite episodes on Saturday afternoon, or you can watch us 24/7, 365 on the Harris Brothers World of Wow on First
Can you Google our episodes? Can you watch them on
YouTube? I'm pretty sure you can. I know, if you YouTube them, I think you could YouTube them or Google and see when they're running it, if you can watch them. But I've seen full episodes of episodes on YouTube,
uh-huh.
So I'm sure they're out there, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. So, like I always like to say, we're like I Love Lucy.
Or can you watch them on the A&E website? Can you do that?
Probably. Mm-hmm. I would think so. A lot of people are streaming, you know?
Yeah.
So, could be. So, there's plenty of ways to keep in touch. Watch us, email us, go to our website, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace, Instagram.
looking at that Tumblr thing again.
Yeah, looking at the Tumblr thing again. But
yeah, so follow us, keep in touch, and if you're in Southern California, get out there today if you can and enjoy. I'm looking at the window right now, and it's just
gorgeous.
We're
going to have a great couple of days ahead of us in the 80s.
Hey, was Blake sending you in a text from class, or was he in between classes?
Oh, might have been in between classes.
Okay.
Might have been in between. I'm sure these guys are good kids. They wouldn't be listening to the show when they're not in a class or when they're in class, right?
Right. But good to hear from them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all the buddies are coming back from schools everywhere else. So,
hey, did you ask Blake if his buddy up there at Harvard attended the Harvard-Yale game over the
weekend?
Oh, no, I didn't.
I forgot
to ask
him.
Big shout out to Harvard. They won.
Harvard won, yeah. So I was,
who was that? What was his friend, Gabe?
Friend Aiden goes to Harvard.
Where'd Gabe end up going?
Gabe is in Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah, Oregon.
Yeah, so check with Blake. Blake, if you're still listening, send a text to Pops right now. I want to know if
he was. I mean, his first semester at Harvard, you can't miss the Harvard-Yale game.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that. I'd like to hear what the kind of vibe was. How about the tailgating at the Harvard-Yale game?
Yeah, right? That'd be great, huh?
Yeah, boy. So. That'd be something new. Like going to the USC-Notre Dame game. That, you should put that on the bucket list, attending the Yale-Harvard game.
And you can always listen to our show, The Tastemakers, here at Tuesday a.m., 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Time on www.latalkradio.com. And again, you can listen from your laptop, your desktop, your Android.
Tablet.
Your tablet, your iPad, your iPhone. We're there anytime. And if you missed an episode of the show, they've got the rerun. So all you got to do is hit the link and play it back, and there
like
we are.
Like I Love Lucy.
Like I Love Lucy. So we're there 24/7, 365. We're at firstrun.tv 24/65. There we are. So until next week, ladies and gentlemen, folks, friends, family around the world, have a great Thanksgiving on Thursday. Right?
That's it.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, The Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio. So she sent another text.